Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to briefly share this clip from President Trump on May 19th, 2020, indicating that the Second Amendment is something that we should be protecting from people like the tyrant Governor Ralph. Keep him comfortable, Northam in Virginia, because we will need these firearms to defend our food supply. And so let's take a listen to President Trump.
Be careful, I might. I'll be there. We're going after Virginia with your crazy governor. We're going after Virginia. They want to take your Second Amendment away. You know that, right? You'll have nobody guarding your potatoes.
Nobody guarding your potatoes. Now, I'm not one to suggest that Trump is playing 6D chess and this is some coded language. In fact, it's not. It's pretty out in the open. You need guns to defend your food. So what is he intimating here? And why is he suggesting that that part of the reason they're trying to take our guns is so that we won't be able to maintain our food sovereignty, our food security? Governor Northam took to Twitter to respond saying, "Our potatoes are fine." But in reality, that's not the case, is it? Those of you who watch this channel, the Ice Age Farmer channel, are well aware that there have already been significant problems with the meatpacking plants, that they have been trying to reopen but still at reduced capacity because the CDC is insisting that the company slow down production just to keep people appropriately socially distanced. So we know that our food supply is being deliberately throttled back, that we're being engineered into food security. It's not just the meat plants that is now spreading. Here is just today, 38 employees in a Vancouver food plant test positive for coronavirus, and the facility has been closed as a result of that. This is a Firestone Pacific Foods company where they're now also developing a plan to be able to reopen in the near future by adding more barriers between stations and staggering work shifts. So again, slowing stuff down, slowing down the American food system in the name of this virus and worker protections. Firestone Pacific is fresh fruit packaging plant. So this would be manifesting in fresh fruit, as well as now the meat. Of course, we've already seen shortages of that. And as I've covered in multiple videos at this point, these people are trying to throttle back production across the spectrum. And so we've seen UFW and other farm labor unions, as well as climate change activists, conspire with the media to then reach out to especially blue governors and say, hey, you can't reopen agriculture. You just need to stop producing food because of, you know, coronavirus. And Inslee, Governor Inslee, this slime ball, yielded to those requests and said, yeah, we're probably going to just let all of our apples rot this year, even though that's our cash crop for Washington. This is ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. It is ridiculous to have anybody out there saying that that you can only have half of the labor that you usually have on your farm. It's an arbitrary, ridiculous rule coming down from people that don't understand what's going on in those farms anyway. And then as very clear, reducing the seasonal workforce by half wouldn't just ruin the crops. It would put the businesses, the farms, the producers, well out of business, which is, of course, by design. That's the entire point here. Engineer food scarcity, put small producers out of business so that only the technocrats, the Amazons, the Walmarts, with their integrated vertical food supplies remain. They're taking control over the food supply. And there's also this trend of, you know, you remember that the Tyson plant last year burned down, taking out 4 to 5% of the poultry processing capacity of the United States with it. It was a mysterious fire. It was never demonstrated to be arson, but who knows? Well, now we're seeing these dam failures in Michigan. It's true, this was a 25-year record precipitative event, which is what you expect in the grand solar minimum, the precipitative extremes on both sides. But still, there are some people asking the question, and I don't know, but there are people asking the question, you know, was this also deliberate? Was this a false flag dam collapse, or just through neglect, through sheer neglect? This dam had not been maintained properly, so it was expected to be collapsing at some point in time. At any rate, the bottom line is that those failures have happened. There's massive flooding throughout mid-Michigan, including a Dow Chemical plant with dioxins that are now being spread out across this huge swath of land, as well as a nuclear power plant that's being threatened. It's like the waters are co-mingling with their cooling. This is with on-site containment ponds. So this is ridiculous. This is a disaster. And obviously, all of the fields that are being touched by this water coming from nuclear containment plants and dioxins from a Dow Superfund site, that's going to kill off and probably permanently affect mid-Michigan crop production. So this is another blow to food production. And then just last night, this massive fire, again, a new fire, suspiciously erupted on Pier 45. I think there could be some hidden symbol there in terms of let's burn down 45, the POTUS. But without getting into that, what has definitely happened is that a massive amount of the Fisherman's Wharf capacity, there's a fish processing plant there in Pier 45. And so we read that that's been totally put out of business down here. From this ABC 7 article, quote, "This fire could be disastrous for local fishing community." And down here, "This is critical. There are about 15 businesses that are currently distributing due to the virus directly from fresh Pacific catch fish straight to consumers. But now that the power is out down there, there are millions of dollars worth of fish in those facilities that are just going to waste. And obviously, you won't be able to bring in new fish to these plants going forward." Now, this is actually a pretty big deal, given especially in light of what I'd recently mentioned, that 80% of the U.S. fish supply is, even if it's caught domestically, it's sent overseas. This is more ridiculousness, more ridiculous globalism, to be cut up, to be processed, to be packaged, and then sent back through the U.S. But with those ports closed due to the virus, 80% of our seafood, roughly, is potentially offline. So between that 80% and then the little bit of production, the remaining 20% now having fires set potentially by arsonists, I'm being careful with my language here, potentially, this is a big blow. And so what's going on? Why are these really, I don't think we can say deterministically, but are these really deliberate attacks on the pillars of our food supply going on across the nation right now? I would argue yes. But we can't demonstrate that for sure. We can say that if they are, we can absolutely expect this to continue, right? We should be looking at the Oroville Dam in California, as well as the California Central Valley, in which tons of crops are grown. If that dam goes, then all that crop production would be affected. There are other opportunities for major disasters, as well as for the political nonsense, like Inslee saying, yeah, we're not even going to allow labor in to do our harvest this year. There are opportunities to further sabotage food production, and I expect that the powers that be will take them all. So when Trump says you need your Second Amendment to defend your food, I think we should heed that warning. I think there's more there than just him playing around with a governor he doesn't like at a press conference. Ladies and gentlemen, I also had several people say, look, this melon-sized hail that you referenced from Mexico, that can't be real. This is off the charts. Nothing like this could ever happen in reality. This, I fear, is real, and it is one of those symptoms that goes along with the solar minimum. And it happened again just yesterday in Texas, in Burke Burnett, down near Wichita Falls, Texas. These massive hailstorms, look at that, came through two roofs in this guy's house, and it's pretty impressive. These are grapefruit to whatever you want to call that, like large ball-sized hailstorms, which another threat to crop production. And so, you know, we just need to keep an eye on this. There are already parts of the world that are erupting because of food scarcity and increasing food prices in food riots. South Africa has been there for weeks now. Chile is now erupting in food riots, with protesters taking to the streets and burning things down because they're hungry. That's what happens when people lose everything. And when they've got nothing, well, there's nothing left to lose. They take to the streets and they burn it all down and look for food. So let's do everything we can, ladies and gentlemen, to try and make sure that we are growing our own food, that we are working on political solutions to get people like Inslee out of office before they are successful at engineering the food shortages that Trump is intimating we should be arming ourselves in advance of. But people are beginning to get a glimpse of these things. And as Glasgow Girl here observes, why can't I get my tuna fish pizza, which is disgusting, but whatever, why can't I get my tuna fish from Pizza Hut? Well, it's because of the global protein shortage we've been talking about, the 80% of U.S. seafood that's processed or packaged overseas that we can't get to because of the port closures and slow supply chain, all of these things compounding, and with more problems on the horizon, specifically the CO2 shortages, ironically, which is used to keep foods cold while they're being sent around from place to place. And those are now being expected. I'll do a video about this soon to last throughout 2021. So we're not looking at any time a resolution to these problems. They are mounting, and we need to be getting ready. Folks, thanks for watching. Please share this advice with other people. You can find my work directly at iceagefarmer.com, and you can support this broadcast on patreon.com/iceagefarmer. Thanks for watching, folks. Let's go grow some food and build new systems to replace these broken systems that enslave people and build great things.